Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
Today, Tara, is pizza party day.
Ooh, a party.
Pizza party day. I guess this is one of those million holiday things. It's also Rescue Dog Day, Be a Millionaire Day, Pick Strawberries Day, and Streaming Day.
Well, I would love to be a millionaire today.
Every day is Streaming Day. We're going to go with pizza party day today. If you were to have a pizza party at the office, where are you ordering the pizza from? You're in charge of the office pizza party today. Where are you ordering the pizza from? Tara, you're in charge here at Hot Radio Maine. Where are we eating pizza for lunch?
Well, I feel like we talk about it enough, but my old stomping grounds. Ye old Portland Pie, just around the corner over here in Scarborough. Because honestly, some of their pizzas are bangers. Like, they're a hit for everyone. You bring their pizza to a party and people are like, oh my God. So I would choose them because they have quite the variety. You could get buffalo chicken, you could get barbecue chicken, you could get plain cheese, you could play it safe, you could get a potato pizza. They literally have like 50 flavors of pizza.
All right, Portland Pie. I'm going to go with another one that's kind of around the corner here. I'm going to go with Otto's.
That is too far away.
It's by the mall. We got interns now. We'll send the interns to go pick up the pizza.
All right, why Otto's?
Kind of the same deal, and I just couldn't choose the same thing as you because there's so many different options there that it's something for everybody. You got to get the plain, you can get a veggie, and you get a meat one, or I always get the three cheese tortellini one, which is
so unique.
Delicious.
When can you say you've ever had tortellini on a pizza?
But I think that I don't recall having a plain Portland pie, but I think that the key here is that the plain at Otto's is good. So just basic plain is good. You got to have a good plain. You got to have a good base because some people just don't like the toppings.
Like cheese? You're talking just a cheese?
Yeah, just
pizza?
A cheese pizza. A basic cheese pizza is good over there at Otto's.
You call and order a pizza. Do you call and say, can I have a large plain pizza? Is that a thing?
I don't know. That's what I say. Is that not how you're supposed to do it?
I don't think that's a thing.
You're supposed to say cheese?
Oh, a cheese pizza?
Happy pizza party day. Genevieve from OLB, it's pizza party day. Where are you ordering the pizza from?
Rocco's in Old Orchard.
I had a feeling it was going to be Rocco's or it was Lisa's the other one.
Yeah, but Rocco's is way better in my opinion.
All right. I was going to ask you that. Rocco's versus Lisa's. What do you go with? And you go Rocco's.
Easy choice.
I can honestly say I don't think I've had either of those pizzas sober.
Oh my God.
I feel like that's
not
always.
Many people have.
It's always like a late night slice. Jeremy from Auburn, pizza party day. You're in charge at the office pizza party. Where are you getting the pizza from?
It's got to be Sam.
What makes Sam's the go-to spot?
Their bacon pizza slap.
Their bacon pizza slaps.
Ooh.
All right. I like a good bacon pizza. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Is that the place where you can get a calzone for like $3? They're known for having really good prices.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Or did inflation ruin that?
Support local.
Yeah, of course. Mel from Portland, you're in charge of the office pizza party. Where are you ordering from?
I'm either going to go with Papa Gino's because I'm from Connecticut. That hits different. Or I'm going with Pizza YOLO.
I was
going
to be like, what do you know about Papa Gino's?
I recently discovered Pizza YOLO and I'm obsessed. I wish I thought of that.
Oh, my God, they're so good.
So
good. Like, their crust is even good, and I'm picky about crust.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza YOLO is one of my girlfriend's favorite, or
really?
Her parents' favorite pizza. Oh. But that's because they opened up, like, that new big one in their neighborhood.
That's where I went. I was like, wait, I've been wanting to go here. I didn't know they had this second location, so I stumbled in, and I fell in love.
Yeah, it's pretty big. And they got the, like, original spot. I don't know if it's the original spot, but the smaller, like, takeout spot in downtown Portland near where I live.
That's the only one I knew about. I didn't know there were two now.
Yeah, on Forest Ave, there's like a big one with like a lot of dine-in space, a bar, and all of that stuff. So you can go there, get a drink, get the pizza and all that. It's pretty good.
Oh, awesome.
You know I love my Papa Gino's.
I don't know if I can say I've ever had it.
Papa Gino's is big in Mass, or was when I was growing up, and we would have Papa Gino's pizza days. I think it was Tuesdays, and you could buy the Papa Gino's pizza at my high school.
Who came first, Papa Gino or Papa John?
I never heard of Papa John.
Really?
I only knew Papa Gino. I grew up on Papa Gino, and then this Papa John guy came. Yeah. Sheena from Green, you're in charge of the office pizza party. Where are you ordering from?
Flatbread.
Mmm.
I don't know if you guys have ever had flatbreads, but it's like brick oven pizza.
Of course.
Amazing.
You know what?
I haven't had it in so long, but I recently was talking about it with my son because he's like, Mom, can you eat seaweed? And I'm like, well, they actually, at this pizza place, they have seaweed salad.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good.
Do you ever take the pizza and dip it in the like salad dressing they have
of
over there?
Of course, the house dressing.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh.
And their salad dressing is phenomenal. Like,
so good.
Nothing like I've ever had before. It's so good.
So that's not like a weird thing. You guys both do the dipping of the salad dressing with the pizza.
Someone put me onto that. A flatbread regular was like, you got to dip your crust in the house dressing. I go, really? And
same.
I never turned back.
Yeah, it's so good.
Angelique, where are you from?
I am from Bangor. I live in Bangor anyway.
This is perfect. I'm going to be making a few trips up there this summer, so I need some advice. But if you're ordering for the office pizza party, where are you getting the pizza from?
I'm getting pizza from Jason's.
And that's in Bangor?
That is in Bangor, yeah.
What makes Jason's the spot to hit?
I like their sauce. It's like not too heavy or too light. That's what I'm a fan of.
All right.
Oh, it's New York style.
Oh, and they have a really like a giant pizza, like a monster one. Like the slices are like huge, like the size of your head.
Whoa.
So if you want to be adventurous, you can order their monster pizza.
Yeah, monster pizza sounds perfect for the office pizza party.
Yeah.
Great selection there. All right, Jason's Pizza, we get you down for that. Are you trying to go to Hot Summer?
I sure am.
Who do you want to see out there?
I want to see Ross.
Of course. We have a pair of tickets, and we have randomly selected your text, which means you're going to the show. Congratulations.
Woo, thank you.
You are very welcome. Hot Summer is made hot in Maine by our friends over there at Northeast Alliance. Their new storefront, the dispensary, is now open in South Portland, also delivering throughout Southern Maine. We got another pair of tickets that we'll give away this hour. But Angelique, you got our first pair of the day. Congrats.
Thank you.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
What's something that you got stolen that you wish you could get back? 207-807-1104. We might not be able to give it back to you, but we will put you in the running for Hot Summer tickets, and your story could win you a pair of tickets to see Russ and YG. What's something that you had stolen that you wish you could have back?
My trust. No, I'm just kidding.
My heart.
I know it's going to get dramatic in the text and the calls.
I'm here for it. We're here for the drama.
I have two younger siblings, and they would steal all my clothes. Like, even like bras and underwear. I was like, okay, I bought those myself with the little money that I have working a part-time job. I'm going to need that back. They stole everything, literally everything. And it was a fight to get it back. And then by the time I got it back, it was like stained. It was not respected. So all of those clothes.
Your wardrobe.
That they stole from me over the years, I wish I had back with no stains or rips.
207-807-1104. There's an example of an acceptable answer right there. What's something that you've had stolen from you that you want back? 207-807-1104. Spring break freshman year, cell phones with cameras were not widely used. I don't even think they existed. Like the cell phone that I had spring break, I actually didn't even have a cell phone. That was a period of time when I had the book and I had to use my friend's cell phones.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine you asking for a girl's number and like writing it down.
Oh my God. So I started seeing a girl right before we went on spring break, right? And I gave her my buddy's phone number. And I was like...
Because he had the cell phone.
I was like, yo, hit me up. Here's the number. And she like...
You're using up all his minutes.
She blew up... She was on spring break too, different location. Blew up his phone.
Big mistake.
And then everybody was making fun of me. They're like, oh, she's leaving... Also making fun of me for the fact that I didn't have a cell phone.
I could never, knowing how scary young men are and mean they are, I could never text a friend's phone.
Oh, it wasn't text. It was call. It was voicemails.
No.
Yeah.
No, you guys definitely listened to those for like months afterwards and made fun of her.
Well, I didn't. They would play the voicemails.
So scary.
She was a little tipsy.
Oh my God. Poor thing.
She was a little tipsy.
Was she like, hey, is Ryan there?
Yeah.
Spring break.
It's exactly what it was. Anyways, on that spring break, the whole point about cell phones was we didn't have cell phones with video cameras, but I had a camcorder that I brought with me on spring break. We filmed a bunch of shenanigans, and there's some wild stuff on that tape that I would love to go back and...
you would get millions of views on YouTube.
And watch. I don't know if I get millions. I don't think anyone...
People are obsessed with like vintage like 90s stuff. You put it on TikTok, you'd go viral.
Yeah, we would sit on the beach, and we were just filming people going up and down the beach and filming like people would come up and just talking to people. It was great. And so we had like... tapes.
I would love to see that.
Me too. When somebody broke into our motel room on spring break and stole the camera and all the tapes.
No!
So I wish I had that back. That's my example right there. Lindsay from Falmouth, what's something that you've had stolen that you want back?
So me and my friend, we were like 17. We were thinking we were cool. We went to the Nelly concert.
Ooh. Back when we came out.
Got all ready. Everything was fun. We went to the concert, came back. I can't find my 16th birthday locket. It has my initials engraved on it, and I am like so distraught over this. My mother, I had to hide it from my mother for like 3 or 4 weeks before she actually noticed it was missing. And I'm like, I don't know where it went. I don't know.
But I would love more
is that anything to have that back.
Do you think that it got stolen or do you think that you just like were reckless and it fell?
I think it was stolen. I took all my jewelry off at her house.
Oh, so you think someone in her house snatched it up?
Yeah, maybe one of like her friends, something. They found it because she could not find it anywhere.
Oh my God. Maybe it was her.
I don't know.
Are you guys still friends?
I mean, to this day, we're still friends.
All right. So maybe not her.
We need to hook her up to a polygraph test. Did you steal the locket?
Did you take it? But no, I mean, we had a blast at the Nelly concert, I tell you that. We were backstage with Poverty.
Yeah, I guess that
Oh, yeah, I remember Poverty. It. He's from Maine, right?
Yeah, that's hilarious. With Poverty and Nelly kicked us out.
I'm looking at the text and this person said, a goldfish that a seagull took from me in third grade.
What?
Oh.
I'm imagining they just left the pet store.
Have you ever had a seagull take food out of your hand?
Yes. It happened to me at Disney World and I was traumatized.
Yeah, I had a seagull take a sandwich. I still want that sandwich back. Like a half of a sandwich. I had a half a sandwich in the hand. Swooped in.
Oh my God.
Stole it. Katie, what's something that you had stolen from you that you want back?
A necklace that I got from me and my boyfriend. He took his back and mine.
Was it like one of those necklaces where the hearts come together and form one full heart? Oh.
I want it back. So.
To be real here, he probably took that necklace and gave it to the next girlfriend.
Probably.
And was like, oh, look how cute I am.
Definitely.
What a scumbag. Robert, what's something that you had stolen from you that you want back?
My bicycle got stolen.
That's sad. Were you a little kid?
I saved up money. This was when I was a kid doing paper route, you know, when papers actually got delivered to your doorstep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saved up money, and he stole it from me because it was a really nice bike. And then about 2 weeks go by, I noticed a bike that looked similar to mine, but it was all spray painted and looked different, but I could still tell it was my bike. And
oh my God, that's a classic move. I feel like, how old are you?
Now I'm 45.
All right, you're a little older than me, but I feel like that happened to my generation all the time. Like kids would steal bikes in the neighborhood and then spray paint it and act like it was a completely different bike.
Exactly, and he kind of knew. I think he knew I knew it was mine, but I guess the friendship was more important at the time.
Yeah, you would see kids riding around with spray painted bikes and you're like, somebody stole that bike.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't a great paint job. It was just like out of the can spray paint on the bike.
Oh, no, you could see the paint dripping and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff. But he just was in a rush.
Taylor from Sanford, what's something that you've had stolen from you that you want back?
Oh, sweet Lord, my youth.
What happened? Who took your youth from you? You sound youthful.
I mean, almost in my 40s. The good part of the youth is gone.
What happened?
Oh, I just dated somebody for way too long that just did not let me do anything. But I was with them from such a young age that I was, you know, afraid to leave and all that crap.
Just stuck in a bad relationship, toxic relationship.
Yeah. Didn't get to hang out with my best friend. Didn't get to go out and do anything. I stayed home for my 21st birthday.
Cool. Well, yeah. Please tell me once you broke free, you went out and you partied and you got all the things you missed out on.
I sure did.
Good.
We're trying to make up for lost time.
Yes.
When we started this topic, I said, I'm not sure if we'll be able to help you find it, but we can put you in the running for hot summer tickets. I think
that would help me find it.
That's what I'm saying. I think by giving you hot summer tickets, we're actually helping you find it.
I think so. I believe that.
Who are we to not do this? Let's hook it up. We picked your text. We're gonna give you a pair of tickets to Hot Summer.
Oh my God, you guys are awesome.
Hey, congratulations, Taylor. You're going there June 16th. You're gonna get to see Russ, YG, and more at the Cross Insurance Arena for Hot Summer 2022. Woo-woo.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hot Summer's made hot in Maine by Northeast Alliance. Their new storefront, the dispensary, now open in South Portland, also delivering throughout Southern Maine. Beall's got a few more tickets to give away this afternoon. You can also buy those tickets. They're on sale now at Ticketmaster, hotradiomaine.com. We'll see you out there, Taylor, June 16th.
Awesome. Can't wait. Thank you, guys.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
All right, for a little recap here, what was the question last night for Brains for Bank? Do you got it up in front of you? I got it up.
I want to read it.
Okay, go for it.
You can swim with pigs at a famous tourist attraction in what country?
The Bahamas.
You already looked.
I did look.
Would you have known?
I would try to think of where was the fire festival?
The Bahamas.
Was it in the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I remember from the...
There was pigs in the promo.
The promo video was the pigs.
In the Bahamas, there is an island called Pig Island. There's a beach called Pig Beach. And it's because feral pigs have taken over the island. Nobody can live there. It's just Pig Central. And there's thousands of pigs. So people show up on a boat and swim with the pigs and take pictures for Instagram and then go back to their resort.
Guess what I have a desire to never do?
Swim with the pigs.
Swim with the pigs.
I think they're kind of scary. They're massive, big, fat pigs, and they're like hungry.
I wanted to do the swim with the dolphins thing, but then I heard that dolphins are like sexual predators.
Yeah, they try to hump people.
I don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
I take that back. We have $300 because we had two wrong answers in a row.
So who's going to get $300?
Brains for Banks on right now. Caller number 10, 207-807-1104. Ramona from Westbrook. Who's the famous Ramona?
Singer?
What?
Is there like a children's book with Ramona in it?
Beezus and Ramona.
Ramona the Brave.
Oh.
Is that what it is? Yeah, Beezus and Ramona. Ramona, oh. Ramona Quimby. Oh, yeah. Beverly Cleary.
Oh, okay.
Who's Ramona the Brave?
That's Ramona the Brave. It's the same one.
Oh, it's a spinoff.
There's a bunch of different books about Ramona. Ramona and her mother, Ramona the Brave. Anyways, it's not the point.
Yeah, she's just an icon.
Ramona from Westbrook. That's the new book by Beverly Cleary.
Okay.
It's a New York Times bestseller.
Would you like to play Brains for Bank?
Yes.
Let's do this. You're our call number 10, Ramona.
Okay.
So you got $300 in the prize pop. If you get our question correct, you're going to win the $300. If you answer incorrectly or after the 5-second buzzer goes off, the money rolls over, and Be All this afternoon is going to be playing for $400. It's been a little bit. We've had a little drought here in the morning, though, so let's make sure we can give some money away this morning. Let's get this right, all right?
Okay.
On the Fahrenheit scale, at what temperature does water freeze? Ramona, 32 is the correct answer. But
when did I win?
You heard that buzzer go off, so that means you did not win. A little quicker, you would have been $300 richer, but the good news here is you can still play again this afternoon, and now there is $400 in the prize pot. So try back at 5 p.m., all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for playing, Ramona. Have a good one. I, in my head, was going, oh my God, this might have been the easiest question we've asked.
No way. I create all these questions, okay? And I'm trying to educate myself. Like the Social Security question, I wouldn't know like immediately that there's 9 digits in a
32 degrees is freezing.
But no, everyone always says below freezing. It's below freezing. What is freezing?
32.
So I looked it up.
I'm willing to bet.
That's why I made this the question. Something I learned.
9 out of 10 Americans know that 32 degrees is freezing.
If you gave it to me on a multiple choice test, I would pick 32 because it's familiar. But if you asked me on the spot, I'd be like, I don't know.
What high school did you go to? What are they teaching you over there?
Unfortunately, Scarborough was considered one of the top schools when I went there. I don't know what happened.
What happened?
But I'm learning now.
Scarborough's going to send an email like, we don't claim that. We don't claim that.
Oh, probably.
Anyways, money rolls over. More money this afternoon with Be All. Brains for Bank is made hot in Maine by Lee Automalls. People who use their brains and buy their cars from Lee save major bank, more cars, better financing, easier approvals at LeeCredit.com. We also have a pair of hot summer tickets that we need to give away.
Oh, and now that is not below freezing. That is hot.
I see what you did there. we're going to take caller number 10 right now. 207-807-1104. We're going to get caller number 10 while you listen to some throwbacks. Enjoy the quick mix. Merry TBT. Caller number 10, you're going to Hot Summer to see Russ and YG. 207-807-1104. We didn't get a Brains for Bank winner, but we are going to get a winner for these Hot Summer tickets. Hi, Radio Maine. Hello.
Oh, my God. I'm caller number 10.
Oh, my God. What is your name?
My name is Sasha.
Sasha, where are you from?
Westbrook.
Sasha from Westbrook. You're trying to win what?
Hot Summer ticket.
You want to see who?
I want to see Rock.
Why?
Because he's handsomer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to give her the ticket. She's caller number 10.
Woo!
The delayed reaction. It was a second of processing.
Well, she doesn't trust you.
I'm
just in shock. I'm going to call this a win for today.
This is your win for today. Might be your win for the week.
Week.
This is going to be my win for the month,
Ryan.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, we're going to see you out there June 16th at Hot Summer with Russ, YG, and more. Can't wait for it. It's finally here after 2 years off. Hot Summer is back, and you're going to be in the building. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hot Summer is made Hot and Maine by Northeast Alliance, their new storefront, the dispensary, now open in South Portland, also delivering throughout Southern Maine. Congratulations, Sasha.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
One of the key signs, everybody knows this, to a breakup this day and age is unfollowing somebody on social media, Tara, right?
Or maybe they're just in a fight. Have you ever unfollowed your girlfriend when you're in a fight?
Absolutely not. I don't need that smoke.
When I was in college and really immature, I did that all the time. Fighting with a boyfriend, blocked. I'm a grown woman. I've come a long way.
And then, you know what I would have said? I've been like, well, we're fine. I'm still your lock screen photo, so.
That is true.
Cardi B and Offset have unfollowed. Dramatic pause. Quavo and Takeoff on IG.
The friends are, the gang's breaking up.
You thought I was going to say they unfollowed each other? No, Quavo and Takeoff. Many fans began commenting about this supposed breakup online of the Migos after the unfollowing. One fan said Migos breaking up would be worse than the Beatles. Facts.
Oh my God.
Facts. I agree. I'm going to continue my slander of old groups. We started with the Beach Boys earlier this week. We'll continue with the Beatles today.
Take them down.
Take them all down one at a time. Takeoff and Quavo's new project called Unk and Few without Offset has also added fuel to the rumors of an alleged breakup.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, aren't they? I read somewhere that they're related.
Are they uncle and nephew?
They're cousins.
They got the LMFAO thing going on?
So unfollowing your family?
No, Takeoff and Quavo still follow each other and they're still working on a project together.
Well, they're all somehow related.
Is Offset related as well?
Keep talking. I'll do a quick little.
Sometimes you got to just unfollow the toxic people in your life, all right? I think I remember the last Migos album, them saying this is going to be the last Migos album, but I didn't know that meant there was beef and they needed to unfollow each other on social media.
Three members of the Migos are directly related and were raised together. Quavo is Takeoff's uncle and Offset is Quavo's cousin. Well, they left out.
No, Quavo. So say that again.
I said them all.
I need a diagram of this.
Quavo is Takeoff's uncle.
So that's why
that's Unk and Few.
Unk and Few is the album that they're putting out together.
Offset is Quavo's cousin, but wouldn't Offset being Quavo's cousin still make him related to Takeoff? So like they're literally all intertwined.
I need a diagram.
Family is breaking up.
Family feud. They'll get back together then. That always happens with families.
It's easier to fight with your family like that than it is with your friends.
Last fall, Iman Shumpert took home the gold on Dancing with the Stars. Remember that?
Well deserved.
He crushed it. It wasn't even close. Last evening, this is spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, you watched The Masked Singer, I'm ruining it for you right now. Last evening, Iman's wife, Tiana Taylor, won The Masked Singer.
I would never expect her to go on this show.
I wouldn't expect it either. Pretty wild. She said that she did it because it would make singing fun again, and there's no judgment. Nobody knows who's behind the mask. You just get to go out there and sing your heart out.
Oh, I'll sign up for that.
So that's why she did it. She was in the Firefly costume, and she did a rendition of Usher's Bad Girl. And she won the show last night. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
Power couple right there. Just sweeping all of the celebrity game show reality shows. What would you consider that? It's not a game show. Is it a game show?
It's a contest.
Celebrity competition?
Competition. He was on Dancing with the Stars. She was just on Masked Singer. And I believe they had their own reality TV show this past year. But I don't know if they got renewed for a second season.
She also started with the TV. Back in my day, she was on a show called My Super Sweet 16.
No, what?
Yeah, she was one of the birthdays. She was one of the 16-year-olds that had like an over-the-top birthday.
Stop.
On My Super Sweet 16. That was the first introduction.
Sweet 16.
Yeah, you got it. Drake cost Jack Harlow a lot of money on Churchill Downs. At Churchill Downs, apparently. They were out there betting on the horses, and Jack Harlow decided to bet what Drake bet, and they lost it all. Now, Drake is rich. Jack Harlow got that new money, so he might want to be careful out there hanging out with Drake.
He needs to be careful.
He could get in trouble.
You always hear about these young stars. They blow all their money, and their career is over, and then they have nothing.
There's a few NBA players out there that try to hang with Michael Jordan, and when he would lose, him losing money was a little different than the other people losing money. Anyways, he said that just being able to do a song with Drake and being able to meet him, be a friend with him, somebody that he grew up listening to that taught him how to rap is worth more than $10 million. So it all evens out, I guess. Lil Wayne, Mark Cuban, if you were losing sleep over this, they are not beefing anymore. I don't know if they're best friends, but the beef has quieted down.
They have kissed and made up.
Yeah, Lil Wayne said that he wanted to pee in Mark Cuban's mouth. Is it worse to say pee or piss?
Piss.
Piss, you think?
Honestly, I'm not a big fan of the word piss.
I'm not a big fan of pee.
I say pee all the time, but if I'm like, ugh, I have to piss so bad, it's like, ew. That's a word for me that I'm like,
it's kind of aggressive.
It's kind of gross.
Anyways, he wanted to do that in Mark Cuban's mouth, according to a tweet. Mac Maine, record exec, got on the phone with Lil Wayne and Mark Cuban and had them settle their differences. He tweeted out, just got off the phone with Cuban, a little toonchy. It's all love now. Prayer hand emoji, fingers crossed emoji. But it looks like that beef's over.
And now they're going to make a $1 million deal on Shark Tank.
That's your Dirty on 30 Man, how to make by Derigo Federal Credit Union. You can save a lot on your car loan by going to a credit union, especially if you use Derigo, DerigoFCU.com. Lil Wayne's going to be one of the guest investors.
That would be an awesome episode.
I'd watch that episode.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Federal officials on Wednesday said the states like Maine that are at medium or high risk of COVID-19 transmission should again think about requiring mask wearing in public indoor settings. 12 of Maine's 16 counties are at medium risk right now. I heard a commercial the other day where you named all of the Maine counties.
Are you lying? Because we were just talking about that song.
No, I was listening to a commercial on our station and you read all the counties. Maybe it wasn't you. It sounded like your voice. Was it you?
No.
Are you sure? It was a bank commercial, and then the bank was like, we have locations, and it named like 16 of the counties, which there's only 16 counties.
It probably was me. I'm really busy. Sorry. As Justin Bieber once said, I don't recall.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you to read these counties that are in high risk here. There's.
Oh, I'll try.
All right. Go for it.
Aroostook, Piscataquis. I don't remember how to say that one. Penobscot and Hancock.
There you go.
Those Piscataquis?
Piscataquis?
Quis?
You're the one that went to school in Maine and should have learned the 16 County song.
I did once and then never looked back.
I heard it in this bank ad that we're running, or credit union ad that we're running. I can't remember which one that has locations everywhere. I swore it was your voice. I'm like, wow, she really nailed all those counties. So I figured this wasn't going to be like a question to trip you up, but I guess you're too busy to remember.
I'm on my plate, okay?
In the wake of the...
7 in the morning.
You act like this is different than any other day. Oh, I got up so early today. In wake of the leaked opinion signaling the Supreme Court's plan to overturn Roe v. Wade, Starbucks is pledging to cover travel expenses for employees who need to go more than 100 miles from their home for an abortion. Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple have already made similar promises. Starbucks is also pledging to provide financial relief for employees who need to travel more than 100 miles for gender-affirming procedures. According to AAA on Monday, Maine had the 9th largest weekly increase of gas prices in the country. Not a top 10 list we want to be on right there.
Ooh.
Rising 19 cents over the previous week. By Wednesday, that gap had grown by 25 cents. New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, also in the top 10 for largest increases. Cumberland County, prices were averaging $4.74 yesterday, highest in the state. And then some stations were pushing $5.
We need to stop making these lists. Stop making tourist destinations, top 10 places to visit in the U.S., top 10 places to live in the U.S., because look at what's happening.
Top 10 gas increases in the U.S.?
Top 10 places to go bankrupt. I can't take it anymore.
They said it's a top 10 place to live. The U.S. women's soccer team will be paid as much as the men after a new CBA was agreed to this week. World Cup prize money will be combined into a single pot and paid equally to both teams. So last cycle, to put this in perspective for you, the last place men's team earned more bonus money than the cup winning women's team. So the last place team got better than the championship team, which is mind blowing, right? The unions are also going to share commercial and ticket revenue going forward. So they're going to take all the money from the cup from both sides. Put it in a pot, split it up equally, which I think is fair. I think maybe the women's team should get a little bit more money.
I think the winners should get the most and then everyone else should get the same amount.
Oh, interesting. I wonder how that does work. If the women's team goes all the way.
Exactly.
They should get more money than the men's team.
They should have to share it with everyone else.
I already think the women's team is more popular.
I do too.
Like if the women's team won and the men's team early exit, they get paid the same? Is that how it works? It shouldn't be like that.
Apparently, but they got to switch it up now.
Five Oh, one more thing for five things. Hot Summer 2022. How could I forget? Russ, YG, Millie's, Sleazy World Go. How could I forget? Because we haven't done it in 2 years. Shame on me.
We don't really know how to act.
I don't.
Everyone better be on their best behavior.
Oh, everyone's going to be acting wild because...
It's going to be a zoo.
June 16th, the zoo is coming to the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland. Captive animals, though. Zoos are frowned upon nowadays, right?
I hate zoos. I'm anti-zoo, and I have been my entire life. Okay. Went to one, and I cried.
Tickets are on sale now for Hot Summer 2022. Get those tickets. Ticketmaster, HotRadioMaine.com.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Tara's TBT. We had a lot going on this morning. We did Brains for Bank, didn't have a winner. Gave away 3 pairs of Hot Summer tickets. So we're making time for Tara's TBT. Each Thursday, I do the quick mixes at the end of the hour, and you can stream those on demand whenever you'd like. HotRadioMaine.com. Click the mixes tab. All throwbacks in the mix for you there. But we let Tara pick out one TBT each Thursday. A little something more from her generation. What are we going with for today's Throwback Thursday pick?
Let's do Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi, but not the original. It has to be the Steve Aoki remix because that just gets me going anytime I hear it. It's definitely a pump-up song.
All right. I don't know if this is the remix or not. Let's see.
Don't let me down, sir.
By the way, Hot Summer tickets are on sale right now. Hot Summer, YG, Russ, HotRadioMaine.com. What are you laughing at?
Because all this and you don't even have it ready for me?
Is this it? It's not. This is the original.
Well, it's okay. There's always next week. Mercury's in retrograde. Let's blame it on that.
You're going to have to go with the original. I'll play the Steve Aoki version for you during Hot Mix Nights.
Thank you. Driving drunk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the mid beside and now. Living my life, getting out dreams.